Hey there, welcome to the Happy Habit Podcast. I am your host, Matthew Norrie. We like to talk health, well-being, and we do some interviews with experts that we think you will find interesting. We do it every Monday and Thursday. We've been doing so for the last 2 years. Over 120 countries listening to this podcast series and 200 episodes plus so far. And if you like what you hear, please consider subscribing and sharing. I've been thinking a lot lately about the concept of blame, and I'd like to talk a little bit about it in today's episode. I suppose what got me thinking about the idea of blame was hearing a friend of mine blame his boss for his bad mood. My friend had volunteered to do extra work of late so that he can earn extra money for his summer holidays. So it was his idea. He's not best friends with his boss, who, quite honestly, sounds fairly reasonable, really. My friend, alas, does not see it that way and constantly blames him for his woes. I do like the quote, "If you keep blaming someone or something for your problems, you will never learn why problems come your way." I'd add to that, you'll never solve your problems either. And I like this other quote too, "If you cannot fish, do not blame the sea." That Greek quote is beautifully succinct and I think best captures the essence of what blaming is. At the heart of the concept of blaming is redirection or deflection. When we blame someone or something for something or an outcome, we are deflecting attention away from ourselves. Not just attention, but responsibility for our actions. So say you are unemployed and you haven't been able to get a job. You start blaming the jobs market or the individual interviewers for not being fair on you in the interview and giving you the chance you believe you deserve. Say you failed your exams, for example. You blame the examiners for being too strict in this year's exams compared to previous years. In each case, we are looking outwards, pointing our finger of blame elsewhere. We believe that other people are responsible for our fate in each situation. This is a nice, neat way of resolving a problem for us because we deflect, we redirect attention away from ourselves because we conveniently blame someone or something external to us for our situation. We let ourselves off the hook completely. The mantra goes, "Oh, it's not my fault because..." The exam was scored too rigidly, for example. "Oh, it's not my fault. The interviewer was unfair on me. I did everything I could to get that job." Ah, but did you? See, the other problem with blaming is there's an absence of honesty. We're not really being honest with ourselves. Did we really study as well as we could have? Did we really prepare for that job interview to maximize our chances of getting that job? If we are really honest with ourselves, if we hold ourselves accountable, if we take responsibility for our predicament in the moment, then there can never be room for blaming anything or anyone. Because if we have honestly studied or prepared for something and applied ourselves as best we know how to, then there's nothing more we can do. We can hold our head up high knowing we gave something our best shot. There's no room for blame, because there's no need for blame. On this occasion, the dice simply didn't fall our way. That job wasn't meant for us. On to the next one. The other massively important point that needs to be made in respect of blaming is that when we choose to blame something or someone for an undesired outcome, we are giving away our power. When we blame the sea for not being able to land any fish, we are rendering ourselves helpless, powerless. In our minds, we are victims of the sea. But when you think about it, this is ridiculous. The sea doesn't care about our desire to land some fish. The sea simply ebbs and flows. So when we choose to blame the sea, we are choosing the role of victim. We believe we have no power, no responsibility for our own predicament. We don't believe we are accountable. We believe we have no role to play other than that of victim. What an awfully self-defeating mindset this constitutes, and yet so many of us do this at every stage of our lives. I'm reading a book at the moment called When I Fell from the Sky by Julianne Kupka. In it, she details being an airline passenger one minute, then being involved in a terrible accident, and the next thing she is on the forest floor some 30,000 feet below where she started out from. She then had to survive in the jungle, in the rainforests, until she was rescued. This may be an extreme example, but the message is still the same. It would have been easy for this woman to vent at her predicament and blame the airline and the universe for her horrible situation. But what good would that have done her? Yes, it might have given her a target at which to direct her anger and frustration, but it wasn't going to help her survive in the Brazilian rainforests, miles and miles from civilization. Blaming in this and other cases is completely pointless. It changes nothing. Nobody cares except you, and really all it does is fuel your own levels of frustration and resentment. Remember, when we blame, we look outwards. We are handing over our power, our energy, our responsibility, our accountability to something or someone else. Instead, it is infinitely more productive to take a different approach. By all means, take a moment to vent, to rant, and air your disappointment. That is only human, it's natural. But once this moment has passed, stop. Investing any more than a brief moment in venting and hand-wringing is counterproductive. It's distracting to you and wasteful of your energies. It's so much more constructive to make peace with what has happened. Now, I'm not suggesting you have to love that disappointing thing that has befallen you, but the sooner you accept that it has happened, the sooner you can use your energies and your power to move yourself forward to achieve a more desired outcome. Once we take responsibility for something, we no longer blame. We redirect our focus inward rather than outward. We take control. Rather than ceding that control to something outside of us, we are now in a far more powerful position. We are emboldened by the knowledge we have experienced a disappointment. We have made peace with it, but from here on, we are going to seek to learn from this experience, use it to our advantage, and move forward. And all of this will be a completely blame-free process. When we rid ourselves of the habit of blaming, we take back our power. We are always accountable to ourselves because we are being honest with that person in the mirror. We hold ourselves in check and amend our approach as needs be to living each day such that we maximize our chance to learn from everything we do and so that we can continue to grow. Now, just one final point that needs to be made in relation to blaming. So far, we have focused on blaming others. But often we fall into the bad habit of blaming ourselves. This is an especially toxic practice. It's self-defeating and mired in self-recrimination. Nothing good can come from the self-flagellation that is blaming yourself. Again, if you have made a mistake or experienced a disappointment that causes you to blame yourself, this is destructive behavior. It simply degrades your self-esteem, self-worth, confidence. Why would you want to voluntarily indulge in this negative behavior? Remember, you are your one true, unrelenting champion. Be your own cheerleader always. See a mistake for what it is, an undesired outcome, absolutely, but also an opportunity for you to learn. Instead of blaming yourself, take what you can from this experience such that you are better placed to benefit from a different, more desirable outcome should a similar situation happen again in the future. Choosing to learn from a mistake is a position of power and a position of self-love. This is far more healthy than engaging in self-bullying and self-loathing. Cut yourself some slack. Indeed, look to your support network and engage with a professional at the earliest point should you find yourself engaging in treating yourself in a less than loving way. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.